Chapter 15. Set Sail. August, 1716. Sam sat in the captain's cabin writing by candlelight. He carefully penned out a page of text and then folded the letter. At the seam of the folded parchment, Sam dripped hot black wax and pressed it with his ring. In the seal, a single Scottish thistle was now embossed. He waved the letter back and forth to cool it. Standing, he threw on his coat and dropped the letter in his outer pocket. On the top deck, the crisp, bright new sun had just made its way above the horizon and shimmered across the calm morning sea. Sam had been on the ship since before dawn, eager to take up his new role as captain of the Isle of Lewis. Palgrave had purchased the vessel from an old sailor originating from Scotland. Sam fell in love with the ship the moment he heard its name. He felt a certain kinship to anything that hailed from his Great Britain. He had left his homeland to get away from her politics, not her soil. Sam put his hands on the bulwarks and felt the worn wood sliding an appreciative palm across its grain. With the sun warming his face, he looked up to take in the beauty of the morning. One would need to exert considerable effort to be unhappy in this moment. He looked over his ship, getting to know her before the other men arrived. He stood by the wheel, fingers feeling the worn wood grain of each handle. Although nervous, he was ready and anxious to head out to sea. Sam had dreamed about this day since his father had taken him on his first voyage as a boy. The clouds in the sky formed into familiar shapes. However, he no longer needed the imagery that fed his dreams as a child. Today, he would realize that dream. With that realization came a sense of responsibility. The success and safety of this ship and her crew rested solely in his hands. Pulling out a handkerchief, he dabbed the perspiration from his forehead. It seemed to have warmed up rather quickly. His throat tightened as his stomach muscles contracted. He moved to the side and leaned over the rail. The heave was so violent he expected to see his insides launch into the sea. After losing his breakfast, he wiped his mouth with the handkerchief and looked around the dock. All clear. He wiped his damp palms on his coat, took a deep breath, and tried to calm his nerves. His men would need a leader, someone from whom they could draw strength and rely on. From his pocket, he pulled out the letter he had written. He studied it for a moment, then looked toward the middle of the dock. A short, middle-aged man was just arriving at a small podium where he would conduct the comings and goings of all ships. Sam stood on the dock facing the soft, stocky man behind the podium. "Pardon me, sir." The man looked at Sam with a stone face over his spectacles.
"Yes?"
"My name is Samuel Bellamy." He offered his hand. The agent looked at it, then back at Sam.
"What do you want, Mr. Bellamy?"
"I'll get right to the point, mister." The agent rolled his eyes.
"Pintolute."
"Mr. Pintolute, I'm leaving on a voyage this morning."
"You don't say."
Mr. Pintolute adjusted his spectacles. Sam ignored the obvious sarcasm. "I was hoping you could deliver a letter for me." He handed the letter to the man.
"Oh, yes. I would love nothing more than to take time out of my busy schedule to deliver this letter, for a man I hardly know, to a person I know not at all."
The man looked down at the podium and shuffled the bills of shipping. Sam dropped 3 coins in front of the man. The sullen Mr. Pintolute snatched them up, shoving them into his pocket.
"And where would you like it to be delivered?"
the port agent asked with a fresh and cheerful disposition. "To Maria Hallett, if you please."
"Maria Hallett?"
Mr. Pintolute said in surprise.
"I know the family quite well, although I suppose every person on the Cape knows the Hallett family."
Sam dodged a spattering of saliva as Mr. Pintolute spoke. "I wish you to deliver the letter tomorrow."
"Yes, sir, that will be my pleasure. Are there any words you would like me to convey while with the Hallets?"
"No, but..." Sam leaned slightly forward and motioned for Mr. Pintolute to lean in also. It would be expeditious to deliver it personally into Maria's hands only.
Right, of course, it would, wouldn't it?
The more excitable he got, the more saliva launched from his mouth at the hard pronunciations. Motivated by the desire to end the conversation and remain dry, Sam shook the agent's hand. Thank you, Mr. Pintolute. Mr. Pintolute's double chin waved like a flag.
You can call me Francis.
Sam dodged one final saliva shower. Good day, Francis.
Good day to you, sir.
Walking back to the Isle of Lewis, Sam slowed his pace to admire two large ships sitting together in the far side of the bay, flying the colors of the crown. He must have missed them when he arrived at the harbor in the dark early morning hours. Hundreds of men worked on the giants, getting them ready to set sail. Each one dwarfed his own ship. Sam stood in awe, studying the ships thoroughly. After the others arrived, Sam lined them up in two rows, each one facing the other. Sam and Palgrave stood at the head, looking down the lines. Today, we sail toward the coast of La Florida. Some men nodded their agreement, while one overzealous man whistled loudly. Encouraged, Sam yelled, Who wants to find gold? Now the men shouted and cheered. Sam waited for them to quiet down. If we work together, gentlemen, we'll have enough to make us all wealthy men. A resounding huzzah echoed around him. Let's get to it. Sam walked up to the navigation deck. Placing his hands on the wheel, joy filling his bones. Palgrave shouted orders. All but the six men from Bahrain got busy preparing to launch. Palgrave escorted the Bahrainis below deck. Several sailors untied the mooring ropes from the dock and then hurried aboard. The boatswain yelled to raise anchor and trim sails, and the vessel glided out to sea. Jeremiah came and stood by Sam at the wheel.
How does she feel, Captain?
Perfect. The two stood for a moment in silence, watching the horizon. I'll take her all the way out, and then she's yours. Jeremiah nodded.
Aye, Captain.
How does it feel to be sailing again? Sam asked. Jeremiah lit up.
It's like I never left it.
When the ship was in open water, Sam turned to Jeremiah and stepped aside. Jeremiah took hold of the wheel. He looked to be fighting his emotions.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam squeezed Jeremiah's shoulder and then walked slowly past his crew to the bow of the ship. The quality of his crew was excellent. Of course, they had a long way to go, but for now, they were perfect. Everything was perfect. Satisfied things were under control, Sam situated himself in the captain's chambers. He had spent the night before going over his plans. Now that they were slowly sailing to their destination, he decided to take a short nap. He lay on top of his blanket and closed his eyes, his thoughts turning to Maria.